foul instead of a jump ball. Holy cow. Now it's starting to seem more like Poplar Bluff. Here's the inbound play from underneath. That should have been a jump ball. On the left side, Michi White passes inside to the big guy. Patterson posts up inside on Lionel, turns, right-hand baby hook, off the board too hard, over the back for the rebound. White puts it up and in. That is 11 straight points by the Raiders. And they lead it now, 21-17. Down the key. Back outside it goes. Grizzlies will move it to Ryan Richardson. At the point, on the floor, takes it in, goes up, off the board, too hard. Rebound is on the floor, picked up by Lionel Kimwemba. Back to the point. Sean Glass, three ball in the air, no good, but he got fouled on the shot, and he'll shoot three. Demetrius White will pick up his second foul. 7:52 to go in the first half, and another media timeout. 7:52 left in the first half. Grizzlies trail the Raiders by 4, 21-17, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
52 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies trail Three Rivers 21-17. But Sean Glass will be at the line to shoot three. Here's a point of concern. We played 12 minutes and 8 seconds. The Grizzlies have made 4 field goals. Sean Glass has made 3. That means Lionel Kimwemba has the only other field goal for the Grizzlies. And that was on a tip-in. So we need to get more people involved. We've got to get Ryan and Jake and Ergy. And Ethan Smith is out there right now. We need to get everybody a little more involved here and make Three Rivers play honest defense and not just help out a lot on Sean Glass, who has 10 points, 2 out of 2 from the line. And he'll shoot two. No, he'll shoot three. He'll shoot three right here. First try is no good. Could still make it a two-point game. 7:52 to go with first half. Second try, good. That's 11 for Sean. And good. Two-point game, 21-19. Blaine Harris will come in for Jake Sage. Blaine gives you about 4 more inches of height. And tell you what, that ball goes up to the basket at the defensive end. You better block off or else you're going to have somebody putting a ladder up your back going right up for the rebound. Hampton, the left side to the point. Hampton holds, now with 12 on the shot clock. Guarded by Hanami. Pull up, 17-footer straight on, no good. Rebound comes out to Ergy Hanami, who controls, and the Grizzlies have the ball with a chance to tie or take the lead. 7:20 to go, first half. At Three Rivers, pass right corner. Ergy up fake, goes baseline, up fake again, back to the point. Ryan Richardson, he kicks it left wing, left corner. Sean Glass, three ball is no good. Taken down by Patterson. 7-2 kid puts it on the floor, dribbles a couple times, and gives it up. Hampton, back over left side. They look in, back outside to Hampton. Pull-up shot, short. Rebound comes off, and again, Ergy Hanami, who is a terrific rebounder. He really is. 6'4". Sean Glass, front court Grizzlies. Three ball, Ergy at the point. No good. Rebound pulled down by Patterson for the Raiders. Jaden Roach will check in for the Grizzlies here at the next whistle. Out front, point shot. It's up and good for three. Allie Walken and he has two buckets, both from the three-point line. Sean Glass all the way to the hole goes up, laid it up, no good, and the rebound pulled off by Hampton. 24-19, down the key, right-hand runner is short, shot an air ball. Sean Glass with it, push it up the floor, got numbers, 4-on-3, left corner, no shot available, Blaine to the right point, Ergy. To the right corner. Ethan Smith up fake. Goes by his guy all the way in. Lays it up. No good. Got fouled on the play. That's a terrific move by Ethan Smith, who drew the big guy, the 7-2 Patterson out there on him. And as soon as he took two steps toward him, Ethan went right around him. So it'll be two shots for Ethan Smith. He had a big night the other night against Mineral Air. I think he had 13 points. First free throw is good. .547 to go, first half. Ergy Hunami comes. Well, he's going to stay in the game. It looks like Jaden is going to come in for Ethan Smith. And Jaden has built battle under the basket, I'll tell you what. Here's the next try, short, but good. Hit the lip, hit the back iron, and then went in. And Ethan Smith with two. And Jaden Roach comes in for Ethan. So right now, Ergy Hanami, Ryan Richardson, Jaden Roach, Sean Glass, and Blaine Harris are the five for the Grizzlies. Back to play, 24-21. Raiders with a three-point lead. Pass in the middle, they post up inside. Turn, right-hand shot off the rim, no good. On rebound, put back, no good. Rebound slapped over, Blaine Harris has it. Off the miss by Johann Pouch, the 6'10 freshman from Dusseldorf, Germany. They've got a bunch of big kids. Down the lane, here's Richardson, goes up, no good, got fouled. He'll shoot two, and the big German is going to be called for his first foul. Johann Pouch. First foul in the act of shooting. Ryan Richardson. He is one out of two from the line. He'll have two cracks at it right here. Still, other than Sean Glass, we've made one field goal here in the first half. And we're just down three. Free throw, good. Riley Whitaker back in for the Grizzlies. Ergy Hunami comes out with Blaine Harris. Ethan Smith is right back in. .24-22. No good. Pouch gets the rebound for the Raiders. Up the left sideline. Now in the front court. Here's Hampton. And a whistle away from the ball. And that'll be a foul on the Grizzlies. Jaden Roach is called for the foul. He's guarding Pouch. Giving up a little bit of height. Here's the inbound play from underneath. Inbound play, they get it to Pouch in the corner, hand it back over. Now Hampton has it. Hampton back outside. Aralkin. They'll move it at the point. Shot clock at 13. Down the key, little push off. Fake the shot, pass it across. Down the corner, they'll move it back. Ethan Johnson in the ball game for the Raiders. Shot from the wing for three. It's a brick. It comes off to Ethan Smith. Grizzlies have it with a chance to tie or take the lead. Ethan Smith, cross-court pass. Ryan Richardson. He's picked up by Johnson. Down the key, stops, fadeaway shot. High off the board and good. Ryan Richardson with a sweet shot. Off the glass, he has four. It's tied at 24 now. Hampton to the right corner, gets a moving screen, shoots a jumper, good. Hampton's got six. 26-24. Glass brings it up against the much bigger Ali Aralikin. And he gets by him easy, takes it to the hole all the way, goes up, blocked from behind by Aralikin, out of bounds. He's going to pound his chest on that one. Good for you. score with 3:53 to go in the half, 26-24. Raiders have the two-point lead, and we're back again in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Dobbs Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
3:53 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies trail by two, 26-24. And they have the basketball from underneath their own basket. Ryan Richardson will trigger the ball inbounds. Here's the inbound play. Richardson slaps it. People move, nobody open. Gets it in the corner to Whitaker, back to Richardson. And he got fouled after he threw the ball in. Riley threw it right back to him because he got double-teamed, and then Ryan got knocked to the floor. The foul. Kevin Nunez will get called for the foul. So the first one on him, Ryan Richardson to the line. We've been good at the line first half. First try is good. We're 13 out of 16 from the free throw line. Smile and Urgy Hunami back in the game for Jaden Downey. Second attempt is no good. In and out, rebound pulled down by Nunez for the Raiders. Front court, right corner. Here's Hampton out front, dribbles over, curls, free throw line in the corner. Now here's Aralkin to the left corner, swing it outside. That was a walk. Here's a drive down the lane. They'll kick it far corner. Aralkin with eight on the shot clock, shoots the three, and it's no good. Rebound long to the corner. Hampton has it underneath, goes up, and he missed it. And the rebound, the Grizzlies have it. They'll bounce it off a Raider out of bounds. Grizzly ball. Good play, Riley Whitaker. Twenty-six, 25, 3:20 to go. Grizzlies have it. The backcourt. Sean Glass will bring it over the timeline. The Grizzlies can take the lead with a bucket. 3:08 to go in the half. Urgy Hunami out front. Beats his guy on the dribble. Goes up. Got blocked by the big guy, Pouch. And now back the other way. Two-on-two break. Bounce across. And that should be a travel violation, should it? No, it's going to be a foul on the Grizzlies, on Sean Glass, his first. Looked like on that fast break, the first pass was going to be a travel, but we're fairly lenient with that here tonight, evidently. Matt Hampton will throw the ball in for the Raiders in the white with the golden black trim. Backdoor cut. Hampton shoots over Harris. No good, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Good defense by Blaine Harris right up to the point where he got called for the foul. So the second foul on Blaine Harris. That's in the act of shooting. That will put Matt Hampton on the line. He has 6 points tonight. This will be his first free throw attempt. The Raiders have only tried 4 free throws. The Grizzlies have tried 16. Free throw try here, first of two, no good. Nick Sage, Riley Whitaker come in. Blaine Harris, John Glass go out. Kevin Nunez checks out for the Raiders as Hampton tries his second, and it's no good. Rebounded by the Grizzlies. Good hustle, Ethan Smith. He saved it from going out of bounds. Got it to Riley, and now here's Ryan Richardson with it. Grizzlies spread the floor. Ryan to the corner. Up fake by Riley Whitaker. Hard to get a jump shot off. You're going to have some help. Ryan Richardson to the right point. Ethan Smith puts it on the floor, spins to the middle, goes up, left hand, no good, got fouled. He'll shoot two. Great job, Ethan Smith. Diagaraga with the foul. That's his third. So that's good. That's very good. Anytime you put 7-2 back on the bench, that's good. Well, he's not 7. That's Patterson. This kid's just 6'11". Here's the free throw. Good. Ethan Smith. 3 out of 3 from the line. Tie game at 26 with 2:23 to go. The Grizzlies 1-0 in region play. That was so, so huge to win that Mineral Area game there tonight and get off to a good start in the region. Could be 2-0 if we can win here tonight. Next one is good. 2:20 to go in the half. The Grizzlies take the one-point lead, 27-26. They'll move out front with Deion Wesson over on the left side now to Antonio Williams. At the point, crossover dribble. Johnson backs in, leans in, shoots it. No good. Got his own board. Puts it up. No good. Tip long. Raiders go after it, and they'll get control of it. New shot clock at 20 seconds. 1:50 left in the half. Grizzlies by one, 27-26. Jake Sage on the basketball. Gets a double screen there. They'll switch. Pull-up shot. Shot clock running down. No good. Rebound. Picked up by the Raiders. Up. No good. Tipped off the rim. No good. And finally, Riley Whitaker comes away with it. It'll be interesting to see what the rebound numbers look like at halftime. Willie will bring them up here to me, the team stats. And we'll be able to go over those at the half. Ryan Richardson, down the key. Step back, back to the point. Ethan Smith. See if we can get Jake Sage open here. Get a three look. 9 on the shot clock. Richardson all the way to the hole. Puts it up on the run. No good. He just short-armed it, and the rebound to the Raiders. He had a wide-open shot and just was going at an angle to his right. Didn't get it high enough off the board. At the point, crossover dribble, kick left quarter. Drive on the baseline. Double team. Lean-in shot is up and good. Antonio Williams' first basket of the ball game, and that puts the Raiders back on top, 28-27. 45 seconds left in the first half. Riley Whitaker. At the right side, bounce pass up front. Ethan Smith has it. 8 on the shot clock, 27 on the game clock. Ethan, far side. Catch and shoot for 3. Urji Hanami, no good. But it comes off, and Jake Sage has it. And the Grizzlies can get the last shot here. Urji Hanami out to Ryan Richardson. Grizzlies have just 2 turnovers here in the first half. Been a great job of that. 5 seconds. Richardson drives the key, goes up, got fouled. He'll shoot 2 since the Raiders are in a double bonus. Deion Wesson is called for his first foul as Ryan was driving the ball to the basket. So Ryan Richardson, he has 5 points tonight. He has been consistent in that he's had 2 shots each time. He's made the first, missed the second. Here's the first one here. Good. Our free throw shooting has been the thing that has kept us right here in the middle of it. No doubt about it. So a 3.3 seconds showing on the first half clock. Next try, good. Ryan connects on a pair. Grizzlies up with 1 second, pass down the floor, out of bounds, and the horn goes at the end of the first half. The Grizzlies enjoy a halftime lead of one on the road at Three Rivers. It's 29-28 Grizzlies. Halftime is here. Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. We'll go over the first half numbers when we come back in 2 minutes on Katie Watt.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, let's check it out and see how the first half went. The one thing that probably is going to be consistent with both teams in the first half, really poor shooting from the field. The Grizzlies shot 25%, 5 out of 20 from the field in the first half. The Raiders weren't much better. They were 11 out of 36. But scoring in the first half, the Grizzlies were led by Sean Glass, who got off such a great start, had 12 points in the first 20 minutes. Brian Richardson has 7, so they've got 19 of the 29 for the Grizzlies. 4 points for Ethan Smith, 2 points each, Urgi Hanami, Blaine Harris, and Lionel Kamwimba. And for the Raiders, their leading scorer in the first half, Demetrius White, he had 9 points. They got 6 from Ali Oralkan and 6 points for Matt Hampton. 2 points each for Sikor Durgaraga, Marial Malik, and Antonio Williams, each with 2. 1 point for Big William Patterson. In the free throw shooting department, the Grizzlies, outstanding from the free throw line. We were 17 out of 21 in the first half, and the Raiders were 3 out of 6. So to juxtapose that, the Grizzlies outscored the Raiders from the line in the first half, 21-3. I would also go out on a limb and bet that's never happened in a Grizzly game at Poplar Bluff. But they do have a huge advantage, outscoring the Raiders by 14 points at the free throw line and lead by 1 at the half. And we're at the half, and we'll take another 2 minute timeout with the score. The Grizzlies 29, the Raiders 28. Back in 2 minutes on Katie Watt.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top-quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers, too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, for more than a farm store.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
The Grizzlies lead it 29-28. We're underway in the second semester of this basketball season, and from here, it's just full bore till the first few days of March. Then it's the Region 16 tournament. Who knows how things will shape up by then? But if you're playing in Region 16, you've got a goal. Naturally, you'd like to win the region, be the top seed in the postseason tournament, but the one thing you definitely don't want is to finish fourth or fifth and have to play in the play-in game. That's, here in recent years, that's kind of a yearly ritual for us, but if we could get off to a 2-0 start, that would be a big step in the right direction to avoid that play-in game altogether and force someone else to have to deal with that. The other teams in Region 16 that we haven't seen on the court, or played, I should say, we've seen everybody play, and everybody is kind of the same. State Fair has a ball club that some nights you think they're not doing much, and then you look at their scores the next few games and they beat people, you say, well, that's a pretty good team they beat right there. And so it just depends on the night. On any given night, anyone in Region 16 can beat somebody else in Region 16, and that includes Moberly. Moberly's probably still the best team in the league, but that margin has been closed. And so each time there's a Region 16 game, it's worth checking out to see. It's not just the matchup. It's who's going to win that matchup. And in a lot of cases this year, you may see some scores that may be a bit surprising. Mineral Area has been on that high level with Moberly for the past about six seasons, but they've come down a notch or so. So it'll be interesting. It'll be great to be able to get off to a good start if we can finish this one out tonight with a 1-point lead at the half, 29-28. And the next home game for the Grizzlies will be next Wednesday. Grizzlies will be at home. I don't know what the date is, but it's next Wednesday night. Grizzlies will be at home against Jefferson College. We'll play the Vikings, and that'll be at the West Plains Civic Center. So hopefully we'll be working on a 3-game winning streak when we play the Vikings next Wednesday night. A lot of basketball still to go. The football season has just about run its course, and when that happens, you know, it is just wall-to-wall basketball. Now, with about 6 minutes to go for the second half, let's take a 3-minute break here with the Grizzlies on top, 29-28, and we're back in a moment on KDY.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Hope you're all taking care, staying warm, and driving safely as we go through this weekend. Dan in the Weather Center. Tonight and over the next few nights, we're going to be going back down to below freezing temperatures, but that isn't really a surprise for us. This weekend's been pretty warm, and tomorrow is likely to follow suit. Mostly cloudy skies, a high of 42 with a low of 25. Monday is looking like a high of only 35 and a low of 20. More online at OzarkRadioNews.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
I sure enjoyed watching the snow melt today. It was 41 degrees at 4:15 as I was leaving town. And further to the north, it is about the same. Around West Plains in North Arkansas, didn't matter. Now, the last round of stuff, the further north, well, that's where most of it was. But it came right through our backyard this time, but about 6 inches. But maybe by the end of tomorrow, most of it will have disappeared. So as we look forward to the second half, the Grizzlies will have a one-point lead, and they'll have the basketball to start the second half. So turnover-wise, both teams have done a super job in that regard. The Grizzlies with four, the Raiders officially with three. And if the Grizzlies can keep getting to the free throw line and keep piling points up, that would be a very, very important factor in winning this ball game tonight. This is very much a freshman team that Three Rivers has. They have only three sophomores. Grizzlies have, I think, four. But these teams, when you get to the early part of February, and you could ask people all you want now, this time of the year, and you say, well, how good so-and-so? Well, they're this or they're that, but by the time you get to February, you'll know. You're not going to have a pretender who is fooling people, getting lucky, and winning games they shouldn't. By the time you get to February, you know who is for real and who isn't. But it sure would appear, aside from the real, not real thing, it does appear that all five teams in this region are going to sock it out and battle it out all the way to the end, and hopefully, someone will emerge from Region 16 and go to the National Junior College Tournament in late March. I went to the tournament last year and had an incredibly good time. And looking forward to going back this year. I would just as soon ride the bus over there with the Grizzlies and play Hey, nothing like that national tournament. We're ready to go for the second half. We'll assume to expect the starting five for each team. Sean Glass, Ryan Richardson, Urji Hanami, Blaine Harris, and Lionel Kamwemba for the Grizzlies. Grizzlies battled in the first half, only out-rebounded 24-19. Let's see who the Raiders start this half with. Neither team shot the ball very well in the first half. Could attribute some of that, at least, to defense. It will be the starters. Dio Garaga, along with Michi White, Matt Hampton, Ali Oralkin, and Marial Malik. Here's the inbound play. Grizzlies have it at midcourt. This second half is underway from the Libla Sports Complex. Harris inside, knocked away from Urji Hanami. Hands it back to Sean, drives the baseline, goes up, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds by the Grizzlies. It'll be Three Rivers ball. It's just human nature. If you dribble the ball toward the bucket and you've got a kid in there that's just waiting for you, like Dio Garaga, who is 6'11", it's natural to look at something besides the basket. Here's a turn inside. Dio Garaga gets his second bucket of the night. Tico with his second field goal has 4 points. Full court pressure. Grizzlies down by one now. 30-29. Blaine Harris hands. Sean Glass picked up by White out front, who, again, cannot guard him. We ought to isolate him and let him just go to work. Down the lane all the way. Richardson wraparound bounce pass. Bad pass. Loose on the floor. And Kamwemba will get called for the foul, diving on the court for the loose ball. Lionel just picked up his third. First foul, second half. Lionel out. Ethan in. Ethan Smith. And they'll bring it up with Matt Hampton. 30-29. Raiders by one. They've got the basketball. Grizzlies straight man-to-man. Over on the right point now. Malik has it. Curls over the top, down the key, all the way. Left-hand shot, no good. Rebound, Sean Glass. Sean gets his third board. Now on the left side, three ball. Blaine Harris got fouled on the three. He missed the shot, but he'll shoot three. The foul is on Matt Hampton. His second, and Blaine Harris to the free throw line, and he is two out of two tonight. So he could tie it, give us ultimately maybe a two-point lead in this ball game. Blaine Harris went to Jackson. Here's the free throw. First one way short, no good. He'll get two more tries. Next attempt is good. That ties the game at 30-all. Officials again for the game, Trey Hargrove, Ernest Grayer Jr., and Tyler Seaver. Third try, good. Grizzlies 19 out of 24 from the line and have a one-point lead, 31-30. Early second half. Watson to the right side to Michi White. Goes baseline, cut off by Glass. Good defense. Now on the right side. They'll spin back to the middle. Can't get a shot. They'll drop it down with Oralkin to the point. Spin to the middle. Left-hand shot off the board. Good. Malik gets his second field goal. He has 4 points. Up the right side, Ryan Richardson. Again, at the end of the game, we've got the Don's Auto Service player of the game, left side, Blaine Harris. Left corner, Ryan Richardson. The Raiders are playing a straight man-to-man. Put pass underneath through the hands of Ethan Smith, out of bounds. Turnover, Grizzlies are fifth. Ethan had to get those hands up just a little bit quicker on that hard hook pass across the lane. Matt Hampton with it. Raiders by one. Off the screen. Here's White, left wing. Pull-up jumper, good. Demetrius White has 11. He is their leading scorer. Back quickly. Here come the Grizzlies all the way to the hoop. Layup is no good by Urji Hanami on a scoop shot. He tried to steer clear of the contact and missed the shot. Hampton has it. Jonathan White to check in. Left wing. Malik dribbles in back to the corner to Michi White. Spinning through the middle. Foul before the shot. Holding foul on the Grizzlies. Ernest Grayer on the call with that one. Ryan Richardson with his first foul. Ryan out and Urji Hanami out. Jonathan White in. Riley Whitaker is in the ball game. Here's the inbound play for the Raiders. They'll lob it out front and chase it down out there and set their offense with Robert Alexander, who has played a lot the last couple of years, but not so much this year. Free throw. Oh, it's a three by Alexander, and it's good. Alexander makes his initial shot of the night. And now full court pressure with Jonathan White in the backcourt. 37-31. Ethan Smith. Free throw line, pull up shot, back iron, no good. Rebound long, taken by White. If they score here, watch for a timeout. Drive to the hoop, layup is no good. Tipped up and in by the big guy inside, William Patterson. Timeout. Oh, we're going to get a foul call before the timeout. The foul is on Matt Hampton. That's his third foul, so he has three, starting point guard. And Siku Diagaraga, he has three fouls. Grizzlies have Lionel Kamwimba with three. 39-31. Riley Whitaker. Jonathan White down the key. Kicks it to the far corner. Blaine Harris three ball. Good. That's a big, big shot right there. We're scuffling around looking for a bucket. And Blaine knocks in a three. And now we'll get a ball tipped out of bounds, going the other way. Should be a media timeout, and it is. 15:58 to play. Second half. The Raiders lead the Grizzlies 5-5, 39-34. Back in a minute on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, it'll be Three Rivers basketball after the timeout with 15:58 to play in the ballgame, 39-34. You always worry about the first 2-3 minutes of the second half. Well, here in the first 4 minutes, the Raiders have been able to retake the lead. They trail by one at the half. Now they're up by five. Over on the right side, this is Robert Alexander. He's a good player. He's from Little Rock, Arkansas. Left side, Alexander to the right point. Hampton dribbles to the baseline. Circles out, guarded by Jonathan White. To the baseline, and we'll get a holding foul on the Grizzlies here. That'll be on Jonathan White on the hold. So let's see, how many team fouls? Three on the Grizzlies, two on the Raiders. From underneath. The Raiders, far side, catch and shoot for a three. No good. Rebound to Sean Glass. John brings it up. Left wing, White. Dribbles in all the way, goes up, got a shot blocked. That should be off Jonathan White, but it's going to be Grizzly ball. As Aralkin blocked the shot, it came down and hit Jonathan's arm, but the official gave it back to the Grizzlies. Sean Glass, inbound play. In the corner, White. 20 on the shot clock. Down the key. White drives in. Left-hand layup. Good! Foul on the play. The basket counts. And there is a great example of Ethan Smith using that length to get to the basket, get the ball to the rim, got the bucket. And let's see. That's the first foul on Aralkin. So it's a bucket in one for Ethan Smith. 39-36. Ethan can make this a two-point game. Here it is. Good. Robert Kirby stands up on the Three Rivers sideline, shouts instructions. They set their offense with White off the screen to the left side. Popping out, Aralkin. Now to Robert Alexander. Alexander puts it on the floor, kicks it right corner. Aralkin cut off, double team pass way out front with six on the shot clock. Pull-up shot, right elbow, jump shot, back iron, no good. Rebound taken by Jonathan White off the miss by Wesson. Or Hampton, Matt Hampton with the miss that time. Double team, left corner. Ethan Smith drives in, got bumped, got fouled. That was not in the act of shooting, though, so it'll be Grizzly ball, but another foul, team foul. And that'll be on Johan Pouch. His second foul, Grizzly ball. 14:33 to go in the half. Inbound, White in the left corner. Circles out. Grizzlies need a two to tie and a three to take the lead. Lob pass, baseline. Brian Richardson posting up against a smaller player. And ball, here's a foul. Oh, they're going to call that a walk as he got knocked to the floor. Hampton knocked him down. And then he walked with the ball, evidently. Six turnovers on the Grizzlies. Well, if we can get that matchup again, though, with Hampton guarding Ryan Richardson, we ought to do that all day long. Here's the pass to the point on the right side. Down the key, and a holding foul on Wayne Harris. Team foul five on the Grizzlies. So Blaine's got three now. Jaden Roach comes in for Ethan Smith. Urji Unami comes in for Blaine Harris. Raiders throw it in. Hampton on the baseline. Gets it a return pass. Tried to drive the lane and can't. Now he is picked up by Ryan Richardson. Crossover dribble. Goes in. Goes up. Blocked by Ryan. And the Grizzlies get it. Up the right side, Johnson White. Double team on him. Lob pass over to Richardson. Ryan out to Urji with 13. Spins in the middle, goes up with the shot, hangs, no good. Rebound is going to be pulled down by Matt Hampton. Back come the Raiders, feed it over. Pouch lays it up and in. Filling the left lane, Johan Pouch with his first basket. The idea is to win your home games in region play and steal one or two along the way. If you do that, you're going to be in great shape. 41-37, Grizzlies down four. Jonathan White out front. Gets it over to Riley Whitaker. Boy, I'm telling you, Three Rivers, they are right in your pocket when you've got the basketball. Down the key all the way. Ryan goes up, blocked by Pouch. The big German kid was there playing safety. And there was a near travel at midcourt, but not called. And it's the Raiders with it on the right side. Down low block. Pouch has it. He's going to go to his right every time. He turns left hand, no good. And the rebound tipped long, and the Raiders have it. Three ball wide open for White, and no good. Rebound to the corner. No one went after it for the Grizzlies, and the Raiders get it. Hampton has it now out front. Hit on the shot clock. Down the key. Puts up a floater. That's good. Give enough chances, they'll score, and that makes it 43-37. Urji Hanami at the top of the circle gets it over to Riley Whitaker. He's picked up by the 6'8" kid. Oralkin, double team left corner. Johnson, wide open three. It's off the lip of the rim. No good. Rebound. Jaden Downey goes up. He had it blocked, got it back. And he goes up, and he got fouled. Attaboy, Jaden Downey. You always get and can count on excellent effort by number 14 for the Grizzlies. Oral can get this second foul. And do we have immediate timeout? We do. 11:53 to go in the ball game. The Grizzlies trail by 6, 43-37 at Poplar Bluff. 11:53 to go in the second half. We're back in a minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, 11:53 to go. We have had a hard time scoring from the field in this ball game. The Grizzlies had 5 field goals in the first half. We only have 2 here in the second half after a little over 8 minutes. And you got to give a lot of that credit to Three Rivers. They present some problems, especially the closer you get to the basket. Jaden Downey, free throw shooter for the Grizzlies. First one is good. Jaden Downey at the line for the Grizzlies, trying to add on to the Grizzly point total. It's 38 now. This would make it 39 if we can knock this in. And it's no good. Rebound comes off, and it's controlled by William Patterson for the Raiders. Robert Alexander handles out front. Top of the circle, pass down low. They'll post up inside, go up inside, good, and the basket is good. The basket will count, and a foul will be called on the Grizzlies. Jaden Downey. So foul will be called on the Grizzlies here. I said Jaden Downey. I've got Jalen Downey on my mind, evidently. Jaden Roach with his second foul. And the free throw on the three-point play is no good. Rebound to Lionel Kamwimba. Grizzlies on offense, down by 7. Down the key all the way. Left-hand layup, no good. Again, had to work around that 7-footer inside, and the ball came off the backboard too hard by Lionel. Out front, Malik. Now Robert Alexander. 45-38, 11:04 to go in the ball game. Alexander to the point. 3 ball is launched and good.
3-1 basket by Mario
Malik. Malik now has 4 in the half, 6 for the game, and it's a 10-point game. 48-38. A lot of time left, but we got to figure out a way to get some easier shots. Double screen glass to the far corner. Up fake to the point. Riley with a 3. It's no good. Rebound fought for, saved, and out of bounds off the Grizzlies. Blaine Harris, Jake Sage checking in. Lionel Kamwimba, Riley Whitaker come out. 10:29 to go, 48-38. Grizzlies led 29-28 at halftime. So you do the math, we've been outscored 20-9 in the second half so far. Out front, Alexander. Grizzlies deny on defense. Now over to Mallett, guarded by Jake Sage. To the baseline. Cross court underneath, and a two-handed dunk. Antonio Williams got lost in the shuffle on the far side. Now the biggest lead of the night is 12, 50-38. Three Rivers. Now on the left side, Ryan Richardson puts it on the floor, dribbles in. Wraparound, bad pass, stolen. Three-on-one break, alley-oop, and a missed dunk, and the Grizzlies come away with it. Kimwimba gets it to Sean Glass. We really, really need to score. Sean puts it on the floor, goes up, high off the board, no good. And again, the big guy changing the shot. Now at the other end, step through, Hampton lays it up, no good, tipped up, no good, and a foul on the play will be called on the Grizzlies. Blaine Harris just got his fourth foul. We'll talk it over with Jared Fabe when we're all done with this one. 9:26 to go, 50-38. Three Rivers on top by 12. And while I looked at the shooting percentage, and we were up by one at the half, both teams shooting very poorly in the first half. Well, we can shoot poorly as long as they shoot poorly, but they're not going to shoot poorly, probably that poorly in the second half. And they have not. They've been more aggressive to the basket, that's for sure. First free throw is good by Matt Hampton. He has 7 points. 51-38, 13-point game. And good again. Ethan Johnson checking in for the Raiders. They played 13 players in the first half. Grizzlies played 11. But only seven of the 11 played 9 minutes or more. Front court, Riley over to Ryan Richardson. A lot of time to go. Just need to settle in and try to get some good looks to the right corner. On the wing, Smith, crossover, spin to the middle, goes up with the left hand, no good. And the ball is controlled by Diogaraga. Now William Patterson up the left sideline in the corner. Shot for a three, and it's no good. And that'll be controlled by Ethan Smith for the Grizzlies. 14-point game, 52-38. Left corner. John Glass. Behind the back move. Pull up shot. 17-footer is no good. And the rebound again. William Patterson. The 7'2 freshman from Brooklyn, New York. He is running the roost in the middle. 8.5 minutes to go. Right side lob to the low block. Backing down inside. Turnaround shot off the board. No good. Rebound Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies. Front court. Here's Glass from 17. No good. Too hard. Rebound. Jake Sage had it. Lost it. Got it back. Lob pass out front. Ryan has it. Hook pass over. Ethan Smith got a three in the left corner. Good. Ethan Smith connects from downtown. That's a big shot. And that makes it 52-41. A couple more of those, and we're right back in there. Timeout on the floor. 7:52 to go in the ball game with the Raiders leading the Grizzlies 52-41 at Poplar Bluff. Back in a minute on KDY. Hirsch
Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
7:52 to go in the ball game. The Grizzlies down by 11 at Poplar Bluff. At halftime, we're up by one. Robert Alexander will throw the ball in for the Raiders right in front of the Raider bench in their front court. He takes the inside, or takes the pass inbounds, takes the return pass, and now moves left to the point. Malik has it. They get it to the middle to the big guy and lays it up in. We have no answer for that. Patterson. The problem. 7-2 is a problem for anybody. Ryan Richardson dribbles over, kicks it back. Ethan Smith, bounce inside. Great pass. Layup up and good by Sean Glass. Great look inside. And we cut back door that time, and Sean got the lay-in. 54-43. 7 minutes to go. Still got time, but you don't want to wait until 2.5 minutes. Pass in the lane. Here's Mallett. Goes up. No good. But a foul on the shot. And he'll shoot two. Ethan Smith just got called for his first foul. And now comes the media timeout. We'll take another minute timeout. 7:07 to go. In the ballgame, Grizzlies down 11, 54-43. Back in a minute on KDY.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
7 minutes, 7 seconds left in the basketball game. The Grizzlies here on the road at Poplar Bluff. 1-0 in region play, but they're down by 11 with 7:07 to play against the Three Rivers Raiders. Free throw shooter here for the Raiders, Mariel Malik. First try is no good. Grizzlies have Jake Sage back in the ballgame. Next try, no good. And the rebound, Lionel Kamwimba hustles after and gets it. Gets it now to Sean Glass. Sage in the corner. Lob pass out front. Ethan Smith. He's guarded out there by Ali Orolikin. Bounce pass underneath. Good feed and the two-handed dunk is no good by Lionel Kamwimba. He got bumped as he went up for the... I thought they were going to call a foul on the play, but not the case. And now in the front court, here's Alexander. Man, you can't miss those. Top of the circle. Gives it back to Alexander. High screen over Alexander. 17-footer straight on good.
Alexander.
So with 6:18 to go, we're in trouble. Down by 13, 56-43. We've got to start making shots and getting stops. Grizzlies get pushed away from the bucket in the corner. Sage can't get loose. Dribbles over in the lane. Bounce pass out. Sean Glass. Right elbow. Follow away. 16-footer is good. Foul on the play and the basket counts. So we get a foul. Lionel Kamwimba gets called for the foul, so the foul was not on the shot. Foul was on Lionel away from the ball. He's got four now, but the basket does count. 56-45. So we'll walk to the other end. William Patterson goes to the free throw line. They say big guys normally aren't very good free throw shooters, and that's there's something to that. So we'll see if the 7-2 kid, who will have a 1-1, we'll see what he does with his. He is 2 for 3 tonight. Free throw here is good. 57-45. Next try is no good. Rebound to the Grizzlies, Sean Glass. Down by 12, 57-45. Ryan Richardson. Ethan Smith now on the right point. Guarded out there by Hampton. And now Sean Glass gets a screen, dribbles over. On the left wing, left corner. We are running a lot of time when to be down by 12. And now here's a ball fumbled out of bounds. That's going to be off of the Raiders. It'll stay with the Grizzlies. 8 on the shot clock. Jonathan White on the inbound with 5 seconds. High screen, dribbles left, quick pass inside, wide open, Lionel, two-handed dunk, and the Grizzlies cut it to 10. Matt Hampton with 5:15 to go in the ball game. If we're going to make a run, it's got to be now. Got to start stopping them and scoring. Out front, Alexander catches, shoots from about 26 feet for 3, and it's good. Backcourt, White, up the floor, middle of the floor, Glass, down 13 now. Just under 5 minutes underneath. Kamwimba, pass out front, ball tapped away and stolen. Long up the floor on the baseline. Spinning to the middle, shot is up, no good. Foul on the play, Matt Hampton will go to the line for the Raiders as they try to pull away here at the end. Jonathan White with his second foul. So Hampton, who tonight is 2 out of 4 from the line, first one here, good. Jaden Roach will come back in for the Grizzlies. Lionel Kamwimba goes out of the lineup. One more try from Matt Hampton. He's got 9 points. And no good. Rebound, Jaden Roach for the Grizzlies. Up the right side. Front court, Ryan has it. On the dribble, high screen, goes right. Will hand the ball off to Jonathan White. They'll switch. Jonathan down the key. Ball away, 12-foot shot, no good. Got fouled on the shot, and he'll shoot 2. And as important, that stops the clock. Ali Rolikin with his third foul. And Jonathan White goes to the free throw line. He has yet to score tonight. This is his first free throw try, and it's good. 61-48. We'll see the Raiders again in West Plains on January 29th. Free throw, good. We'll play the Raiders at West Plains January 29th. Then we'll play them here February 19th at Three Rivers again for the third time. High screen, cutting down the lane, all the way to the hole. Lays up no good. Ethan Smith bluffed a block, and it was enough to cause a miss. Ethan drives to the hole, lost the basketball, turned over. All the way the other way. Lean-in shot off the board. No good. Rebound Alexander. And the Raiders will wisely pull it back outside. 61-49. 12-point game. 3:52 to go. Down the key. Alexander high off the board. No good. Rebound by the Raiders, William Patterson. And he is fouled on the rebound. Jaden Roach with the foul. His third. Now it's going to be a media timeout with 3:44 to play in the ball game. Grizzlies are in a pinch. They trail it by 12, 61-49. Back in a minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Speed and Font Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top-quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers, too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We'll name our Don's Auto Service Player of the Game. When this is all said and done, Sean Glass got a good chance to be that, and he has just dominated that this year. Gee whiz. But there's a reason. He is a very good freshman guard who gets better every game. What are we waiting on here? Oh, so the shooter has blood on his jersey. That's why. William Patterson will shoot two times when he gets this disinfectant cleaned up by their trainer. The Grizzlies will play Jefferson College at the Civic Center next Wednesday night. I don't know when the last time the Grizzlies played Jefferson College in West Plains was. We played them up at Hillsboro last year and lost. See if we can return the favor Wednesday night. The shooter is William Patterson. All 7-2 of him. Puts it up and good. I'm afraid we may have missed our chance early in the half. Next try is good. Blaine Harris on the inbound, gets it in to Jonathan White. We got to go, go, go. Down by 14, 63, 49, 3:38 to go. Jonathan beats his man, now turns it back out to the point. Jalen Heisen in the game, bounce pass, low block. Jaden Roach outside, up fake by Blaine Harris. We now ball loose on the floor, picked up by Jalen Heisen for the Grizzlies. Over left point. White, baseline, follow away jumper is good. Jonathan White with his first field goal. Grizzlies double team at the backcourt, get it up the floor. Now in the front court, Cole Nichols from Salem, Missouri, plays for the Raiders. 63-51, 3:05 to go. Got to pressure, got to take some chances now. Off a high screen, curling over all the way. White goes up, scored, foul on the play, and the basket counts. Foul on Jaden Roach, simply his fourth. We lost White on a screen over the top. Jaden gets the foul, but it's not his fault. So it's two for White, and things are looking grim. Down by 14 with 2:56 to go. Free throw by White is good. So, 2:52 and counting. Left corner. Jake Sage outside. We're going to have to start firing it, boys. Here's Blaine Harris with a three at the left point. No good. Way off the mark. And Robert Alexander with the rebound. 2:42 to go. And you can just about put a fork in this because it's about done. Lob pass over the two-handed dunk by the big guy, William Patterson. Alley-oop. He got loose behind everybody and threw it down with two hands. 68-51. Left corner, up fake, Harris, pull up, 15-footer. That's blocked by the 6'8", Ali Orolikin. Now front court left side. They'll shoot a three from the left wing. No good, but the big guy Patterson has it. And a whistle and a foul inside. Foul's on Sean Glass, his second. The Grizzlies will substitute here as the shooter puts up the first one, and it's good. Jarrell Tomlinson comes in for the Grizzlies. He'll come in for Blaine Harris. Well, One more try. It's 69 to 51. This is going to look way worse than it was, but it is what it is. Next try is good. Patterson's had a big second half. 70 to 51. Jake Sage out front. Jonathan White. 2 minutes to play. Jalen Heisen from the right wing for three, and it's good. Jalen knocks in a three. Both he and Ethan Smith have made a three tonight. Up the floor, right corner. Raiders have it. With Kevin Nunez. Bounce pass cross underneath. Patterson, two-handed dunk again. Again, William Patterson with the dunk. We have no one really can do anything about that on the floor at the moment. Down the key, pass underneath, and Heisen goes up for the dunk, and he got fouled on the play, and he'll shoot two. Stops play with 1:28 left. Kevin Nunez, second foul. Jalen Heisen at the line from Trinidad and Tobago. Free throw good. Sean Glass will come out. Chiku Diagoraga comes back in the ballgame for the Raiders. Next try, good. Jalen Heisen, 2 out of 2, 5 points off the bench in just a couple minutes. Cole Nichols in the backcourt for the Raiders. They're going to win this game. They're up by 16. Right corner open shot for a three is good.
3 points is by
Ethan Johnson's first three. Down the key, left corner. Jake Sage open, three balls. Hits the side iron and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. So we're playing out the string now. It's out to a 19-point game. We have just had a horrible time scoring the basketball tonight. Down the lane, all the way. Got hung up midair. Ball lost out of bounds by Johnson. Should be in his Grizzly basketball. Up the right side, Jonathan White. Down the key all the way, left-hand layup, no good. Hits the back iron, comes off, taken down by the Raiders. And they'll control here with Johnson, who will give it over. 44 seconds to go. At the point, down the key. Bounce pass on the baseline, up and under for a dunk, and it's good. I say it's good because he tried to dunk it. Ball bounced straight up in the air, and Diagoraga, it came straight back down and went through. 77-56. Jake Sage, three, right wing. No good. Rebound by the Raiders, and that'll do it. 19 seconds to go. They don't have to shoot. And we're not going to foul. Final score is 77-56. The Raiders pick up their first win in reach and play. They're 1-0, and the Grizzlies fall to 1-1. And we will take a 90-second break and come back to recap and have our post-game and our Don's Auto Service Player of the Game coming up in 90 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, final score in this game is 77-56. I'm just getting him situated here so we can talk to Jared Fay in our postgame. There we go. And the final again, 77-56. First half, we outscored the Raiders 29-28. Second half, they outscored us 49-27. What was the difference in those two halves?
Honestly, I didn't think our effort was great in the first half either, but our effort just kind of went downhill in the second half defensively. A lot of the things that we've been doing well, talking, sitting down, guarding, we just didn't have that fire. And we got, a little careless and sloppy with the basketball. Terrible second half effort, really, all in all.
We had 5 field goals in the first half, and we didn't turn the ball over a ton tonight. We were great from the free throw line. But what they their length creates so many problems at the offensive end, and they can afford to take chances and try to and go for steals and things like that and get right up on your hip, because if they get beat, they've got somebody back there to protect them.
Yeah, and they got a lot of depth. They got a lot of guys sitting on the bench. They got a lot of big guys, so they can get in foul trouble. They can do some things, and they got somebody else coming in there with them. They're a really good defensive team. They're tough to score. The next time we play them, we got to put our heads together and figure out how we can get some more buckets. Hopefully we get Javian back here pretty quick. I think he'd help, with that. And, they did. Three Rivers hasn't played since December 13th. So we weren't sure if the last month they've, doing some different things in that full court press. Even though it didn't give us a ton of problems, I think it's something we can maybe attack a little bit more, but, it doesn't really matter what we're trying to do. If our effort and our want to isn't good enough, then nothing else matters.
So now that leaves us at 1-1 in the region, 8-9, and now we'll have Jeffco at home next Wednesday night, which is a basketball program that I don't think a lot of people are very familiar with down here.
Very familiar with the volleyball program.
Oh yeah,
at our place.
That's different.
But yeah, I haven't really scouted them just because we're getting ready for these games, but we'll start that now. I've been following their scores, and they've played some good teams, tough, and they'll be scrappy and a hard-playing team, and we got to prepare for a battle Wednesday night.
All right, Coach, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Ron.
Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies, and let's go over the scoring from the ball game. Willie got me to the post-game stats up here, and let's see. I haven't totaled theirs up, so let's do the Grizzlies. 16 for Sean Glass. He's our Don's Auto Service player of the game tonight. He had 12 points in the first half. He had 10 points in the first, 5 minutes, but not a lot after that. He was the only Grizzly in double figures tonight. 7 for Ryan Richardson, 6 points for Ethan Smith, 5 for Jalen Hyphen, 5 points for Blaine Harris, 4 points for Jonathan White, 2 each for Urji Hanami and Lionel Kimwemba, and 1 point for Jaden Roach. Leading score for the Raiders in this game tonight, 16 apiece for Demetrius White and Big William Patterson. We feared the rebounding situation would catch up to us in this game. When it's all said and done, the Grizzlies were out-rebounded by 10, 44-34. Turnovers, the Grizzlies, not a bad number, 10. The Raiders only had 3, and the Grizzlies, as I said, the first half outscored the Raiders 29-28. Second half outscored 49-27. That's where the game got away. Anyway, the Grizzlies fall to 8-9. We'll have a chance to get back to 500 again Wednesday night at home against the Vikings from Jefferson College at Hillsboro. But tonight, it was the Raiders winning by a final of 77-56. Thanks to Dylan Groves in the studio, I'm Harlan Hutchison saying so long from Mule Country, Poplar Bluff.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports. brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hurst Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.